they were supposed to build a new Gainesville High School. They went to the school board and everywhere, but they said there wasn't no money to build us a school out there. And when the integration passed, they give, that's how we got Duval. They give us a 6-room school, lunchroom, auditorium, to keep our children from going to the white schools. And they did that all around the county. They built Lincoln High School to keep us in our neighborhood.
I want to talk a little about high school. Did you go to Lincoln High?
Yeah, I went to Lincoln High. That was what moved us over here. Yeah.
And how was it? Like, describe. Like,
oh, yeah. Those were the good old days. And they built Lincoln High School over here. And they closed it down to keep when the whites had to come over here to Lincoln High School. They built East Side to take them out of the black community. They would have routes at the schools and all. And I can remember a meeting where I went to, and they had a route because some of the kids had told something about the bus at the kids. And we had a meeting that night. And I can remember I got up. I said, "Now, you might as well adjust to it because the law said that we got to do it." And there's a group of cattlemen. I said they have did everything they could to keep our children from mixing, but we don't have no choice. And the guy said, "Well, what about the?" I said, "Maybe you was taught." I said, "Stop teaching your children about what we did. They did in slavery, because maybe it took that to get America built. But we got it built now, and it's beautiful, and we got to integrate because the law says so." I said, "And the Klan's one." Might as well pull off the hoods and go home because it's going to happen." And the guy said, "What about the black armband?" I said, "The black armbands and all, because see, we had a group of blacks, and see what they call themselves. They wearing the black armbands and stuff, you know." I said, "You need to put that stuff, you know, away." And In the building got so quiet in there, I didn't realize what I was saying. I don't even talk about the Klansmen and what were the black people called? But anyway, boy, I got away from them because I didn't want them to. I didn't want to talk to the media because I might have really lost my job. But they said, "Well, a lady." What one of the parents said, but they didn't get my name.
And how was, like, the Klan activity here? Was it a lot of Klan activity?
I tell you about the Klan. The Klan is always, you never know who the Klan is. It might be your chief of police, it might have been your judges, might have been whatnot. But when they put on them sheets at night, you didn't know what they were. And in Taylor County, when we was living there, my mom said when the Klans was riding, they boss man would tell them they don't have no lights because, you know, they did whatever they wanted to do. And many black people have been beat up and all. That's some of the whites. But I guess through it all we survived. In fact, we haven't arrived yet. Some of us think that, sure, we progressed. Some of us have a little money now, and some of us hold positions, but It was pretty rough some places. Pretty rough.